Mr. L. Prosser was, as they say, only human. In other words, he was a carbon-based bipedal lifeform descended from an ape. More specifically, he was 40, fat and shabby, and worked for the local council. Curiously enough, though he didn't know it, he was also a direct male-line descendant of Genghis Khan, though intervening generations and racial mixing had so juggled his genes that he had no discernible mongoloid characteristics, and the only vestiges left in Mr. L. Prosser of his mighty ancestry were a pronounced stoutness about the tum and a predilection for little fur hats. He was by no means a great warrior. In fact, he was a nervous, worried man. Today, he was particularly nervous and worried because something had gone seriously wrong with his job, which was to see that Arthur Dent's house got cleared out of the way before the day was out.
"Come off it, Mr. Dent," he said. "You can't win, you know. You can't lie in front of the bulldozer indefinitely."
He tried to make his eyes blaze fiercely, but they just wouldn't do it. Arthur lay in the mud and squelched at him.
"I'm game," he said. "We'll see who rusts first."
"I'm afraid you're going to have to accept it," said Mr. Prosser, gripping his fur hat and rolling it round the top of his head. "This bypass has got to be built, and it's going to be built."
"First I've heard of it," said Arthur. "Why's it got to be built?"
Mr. Prosser shook his finger at him for a bit, then stopped and put it away again.
"What do you mean, why's it got to be built?" he said. "It's a bypass. You've got to build bypasses."